for them saying, what I did do, things I did do, but they were righteous. You know? Things that were righteous. Well, how? You know, the law is supposed to be there. What? What does it say we obey the governors for? It's for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of them that do well. God's got to make that work happen. Where the things that we're doing, they hate or they outlaw. You know? Like they make it a hate crime to preach the gospel. And I don't think that that's necessarily, though I suppose that could be, you know. But I'm not here to preach against one sin. I'm here to preach against all sin. So when he was reviled, he reviled not again. He didn't threaten. God's going to get you. Remember that comedian he was saying, you know, if I was Christ, I'd be up there like, my dad is going to so get you. You know, that's pretty funny. You know, because man, that's the way man is. You know, he's really touching on the heart of man. Man, in the being in the form of God, as Christ was, it was to be treated so. It's like, hey, don't you know who I am? How dare you treat me like this? Do you know what's going to happen to you for this? Instead, what did he do? He instead committed himself. He turned to God and said, God, Father, forgive them. Not that God is necessarily going to forgive. But this is the spirit we're supposed to have. The spirit of his son. We're supposed to be like this. This is what God wants to make us. See, God tells us, don't take vengeance. But he says, vengeance is mine. He is going to take vengeance. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Isaiah 53, Peter's quoting here. And of verse 22 is actually quoted from, that's also from, what is that? Isaiah 53. You know, there was no deceit in his mouth. You know, well, let's just read from that real quick. This is the Lord, whose image we are to conform to. He was made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. No sin, no violence, no wickedness was in him. There was no deceit in his mouth. And sometimes we paraphrase. The apostles from time to time paraphrase. Or they quote from the Septuagint, which is sometimes a little different. And sometimes, remember, they actually spoke Aramaic, so maybe they have a better insight in how it should be translated when they translate it into Greek. Because this Greek word is, well, let's see, the word sin here. 1, 2, 1. Do I want to look it up? Oh, that's quick. We've been in this so long, why not just find out? One. Yeah, it's the usual word for sin. Hamartia, which is to miss the mark, you know. So he understood that to mean sin. Remember, he knew the language in which the Bible was originally written. So when he was, okay, but he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That we, being dead to sins, see, we got to be dead to sins. How are you that are dead to sins? How can you live any longer therein? You got to abstain from flesh lust. You've got to walk the way he walked. He did no sin. We got to be dead. If you're dead to sin, meaning sin has to be no more. Not just like, well, I can't, you know, again, back to the abstinence analogy. I can't get pregnant. I'm dead to pregnancy because there's a rubber on. There's a barrier there. You know, just a fake sort of, and I know I'm being kind of adult in that. But still, you know. It's not just because you are, you know, theoretically, I'm dead to sins, even though I'm still sinning. It just doesn't count anymore. That's what they teach. It's like, well, the sin just doesn't count anymore. It's not imputed anymore. But I just keep doing it. No, 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 no. Being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes we are healed, meaning the wounds he received, heals us. Not just of our past, but that we could walk in a future that is bright. A future that is magnificently light. Verse 25, for ye were as sheep going astray, just going off wherever, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Bishop is episkopon, episkopos, like we get the episcopal church, it means overseer. A shepherd is like an overseer. He oversees the flock. He oversees your soul. He's saving your soul. He is the savior of our souls. We are not the saviors. We aren't the ones working this salvation. It's working in us. It is working in us, and we are working it out. We are diligent in it. It is all these works that Christ is actually working on us. He is our shepherd, guiding us and leading us. Because you're listening to this teaching, you are being guided and led by him as well. We were like sheep. We were. Again, all these things are past. Our future is different. Our now is different. We are being changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from righteousness to more righteousness, adding, increasing, continuing. Amen.